Well, here in California, police in Fresno are calling yesterday's shooting of three white men there a hate crime. The suspect is a 39-year-old black man named Corey Ali Muhammad. Officials say he expressed dislike of both white people and government officials, including on social media, before fatally shooting three people in just a few minutes yesterday in downtown Fresno. Joining us now from Fresno is Jeffrey Hess, reporter at Valley Public Radio. And Jeffrey, officials also said that he yelled, "God is great," in Arabic when he was arrested. How did they decide this is a hate crime?
Apparently, during interviews following his arrest, he said that he really disliked white people, that he was trying to kill as many people as possible. During his shooting rampage, he even approached a car that contained a Hispanic family. Hispanic woman pointed the gun at them, but didn't shoot at them. And all three of his victims were also white. Valley Public Radio was able to uncover videos that he did for the local community access station where he talked about his rough upbringing and his conversion to Islam, but also touched on how he often posts controversial things on social media and is not afraid of the consequences of that.
But they're not calling this terrorism.
No, they're not calling it terrorism. There was a press conference late yesterday afternoon where the police said they believed that this crime was completely motivated by racial animus.
What do we know about the victims at this point?
So far, only one of the victims has been identified. He's a 37-year-old man whose name is Mark Gassett. He's a father of two and a husband. The other victims at this point haven't been identified, and the utility company who's one of their workers was killed hasn't identified that worker yet either.
And what are things like in Fresno today? Are parts of downtown shut down? How are people feeling?
There was a vigil last night by a group called Faith in the Valley, which is an interfaith group here in Fresno. They're very active in the community, and they really wanted to get out in front of any type of religious animosity that people think that at the time that this might have created, as well as supporting the families. This happened right in front of a Catholic Charities, and they say they really want to open because they're a kind of a pillar of the community down there, and they want to get things back to normal after what's just a really shocking and just unpredictable event.
That's Jeffrey Hess, a reporter at Valley Public Radio in Fresno. Jeffrey, thank you.
Thank you.